Hello and welcome to International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. This is series 7 of our podcast, and this is the African Cup 2022. African Cup 2021, but it's being played in 2022, and we are looking at the Ethiopian team. So I am Kevin, and I'm flying solo tonight. My co-hosts are not available. And they'll only be doing some of the podcasts in this busy series. We're pretty ambitiously trying to do all 24 teams. So I think some of the teams that are not expected really to reach far into the tournament, I'll be doing solo. So now for listeners or for viewers watching on YouTube, I'll be keeping a simple graphic so you can actually see the names that are printed, and we'll be highlighting them in certain colors depending on whether they are starters or subs or somewhere in between. For those who are listening on audio, we'll be repeating the names several times just to help you familiarize yourself with them. So on that, let's begin, and we will talk about the manager, Wubetu Abate, and he is Ethiopian. He seems to have played professionally, but actually little information is available, and he doesn't seem to have earned any international caps for the Ethiopian team. He's been the manager of the national team since 2020, and before that managed clubs in Ethiopia. So we're going to highlight him in green to indicate that he is a definite. And we will be kind of giving information about the players and then predicting how likely they are to make the final squad. And we're also going to look at the final squad as we go to check our predictions and see if these players did make it to the team. So classified as a definite, sorry, I should say we're doing goalkeepers first. So classified as definite is Teklemariam Shanko. He played 7 of their games in 2021 and was on the bench for 4 others. So we have him as a definite there. And he's been with the team since 2017 and has 13 caps. He's actually 23 years old. So he's been with the team since he was 19, and he plays for Ethiopian Coffee in Ethiopia. Now, the last time Ethiopia reached an African Cup was in 2013. So most of these players won't have played in a tournament before, and I'll point out the ones that did. All right, next is Fasil Gebremichael. And we've classified him as likely because, including his first appearance on the bench in August 2021, he played 5 of their remaining 8 games there. He was on the bench for the first of those. However, he wasn't selected for the last 2 matches. So Fasil Gebremichael, we've classified as a likely candidate. Also likely is Jamal Tasu. He played none of their 11 games in 2021. However, he was on the bench for 10 games and not selected for just 1. So he is 32 years old, Jamal Tasu is, and has been with the team since 2010 and has 34 caps. So he is actually one of the few players who played in the 2013 African Cup. He started game 1 actually, but lost his starting position after receiving a red card. And he received a direct red card 35 minutes into game 1, having come out of his box for a very rash tackle. So didn't see any more action in that 2013 African Cup. And he plays for Adama City in Ethiopia since 2021, and several other clubs, all in Ethiopia. And finally, we'll just mention the name of Abel Mamo. He hasn't played for the team since November 2019. So if it turns out he's selected, we'll go back and do some biographical information for him. Okay, so those are our candidates. Definite is Tekle Mariam Shanko. Likely is Fasil Gebremichael and Jamal Tasu. And seems to be off the squad is Abel Mamo. Let us look now and see how we did. Okay, well, Tekle Mariam Shanko is on the squad, as is Fasil Gebremichael and Jamal Tasu. And Abel Mamo did not make it. And because teams have 28 players allowable, a lot of teams are bringing four goalkeepers. So I see a new name here. And for the time being, I can just put the name in. And I'll come back when I have some information about him. So we'll say there's a new player, and his name is Firu Getahun. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but maybe Firu Getahun. Okay, we will come back a little bit later with some biographical information about him. Moving on to central defenders. Or, yeah, to the defense. We begin with Ashalu Tamin. Ashalu Tamin is coded as definite because he played 10 of their 11 games in 2021 and was not selected for one other. He is a veteran with 59 caps and 3 goals and is currently 30 years old. But he's only been with the team since 2015, so a bit of a late starter. He plays for Fasil Kenema in Ethiopia. And he also scored one of their 5 goals in 2022 World Cup qualifying. It was actually a late winning goal on a penalty in injury time at home to Zimbabwe. So even though he's a central defender, he scored a key goal there, Ashalu Tamin. Okay, moving on to our next player, Yared Baye. And we've coded Yared Baye as likely. He had played 9 of their 11 games in 2021, but he got moved down a notch in our rankings because he wasn't selected for the last 2 matches. So maybe the managers had a change of heart, or could be injury there. Not really sure. He is Yared Baye is 26 years old, and he has 25 caps and 1 goal. He's been with the team since 2013, and like Ashalu Tamin above, Yared Baye plays for Fasil Kenema in Ethiopia. Also likely is Minyo Debebe. Minyo Dabebe is considered likely also. Just let me put the name up for our YouTube viewers there. Including his first cap in August, he had played 4 of their remaining 8 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 4 others. So it looks like he made inroads into the team there and had scored 2 of their 10 goals in qualifying. But he's a bit of a latecomer to the scene because even though he's 26 years old, that was his first cap in 2021, and so those 4 caps are his only caps. He plays for St. George in Ethiopia, one of the bigger clubs there. And but you know, he seems to have come and stuck. I'm saying he seems to have joined the squad and then stuck with the squad. That's what I was trying to spit out there. Our last player we'll just mention by name is Atene Tesfaye, and he last appeared for the national team in November 2019. Although he had been a regular to that point, he hasn't appeared since then. So again, we'll go over it if it turns out that he is chosen. And now it is time for us to look and see Okay, so Ashalu Tamim is on the squad, and we're going to list him as probably as a starter. And Jared Bea played 9 of their 11 games, so he will probably be a starter. You need more than one central defender after all. And Mino Debebe, we're going to put him as a maybe. He kind of started a few games there, but not really sure if he is going to be a starter. All right, moving on to left backs. And by the way, Antene Tesfaye didn't make it. And oh, hang on, I'm seeing there is actually another player there, just like with goalies. So we had better put up a new player, Menaf Awal. Menaf Awal. Selected as a central defender. So we'll have to look into that in a little more detail and give a little biographical information about him. Okay, moving on to left backs, we begin with Asrat Tonjo. I've seen it spelled Tonjo, so I'm not dead sure. Asrat Tonjo. Considered a definite because he played 10 of their 11 games in 2021 on the bench for the one other. So he is 25 years old and has 10 caps, the 10 caps I just mentioned, because his first game was in 2021. He plays for Ethiopian Coffee in Ethiopia and is considered a definite. Asrat Tonjo there, also considered definite, is Ramadan Youssef. Ramadan Youssef also played 10 of their 11 games in 2021 and was not selected for the one other. Much younger, just 20 years old there. He has 19 caps since 2019 with the team, so really has established himself on the team. Plays for Walkite City in Ethiopia. And yeah, we'll have to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, both of them having played a lot of games, having played most of the games, but probably not both as left back. So maybe a roving position, playing out of position there. Okay, we move on to two other candidates, Ahmad Rashid. This one I've seen spelled Rashid, and it's probably pronounced Rashid. Actually returned after a 2-year absence in November to play the last of their remaining two games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other. And actually, because we have two left backs already and because of that biography, I'm going to put him down to possible but unlikely. No, I'll keep him at possible. But given how many left backs there are, maybe unlikely. At 23 years old, he has 14 caps. So played a few games there in before 2019. And he's been on the team actually since 2016. That doesn't seem right because he's 23 years old. Maybe he joined when he was 18. Plays for Ethiopian Coffee in Ethiopia. Is just considered a possible here, though. As is Desta Johannes. Desta Johannes is also 23 years old. He returned after an almost 3-year absence in August to play 3 of their remaining 8 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 5 others, including the last 3. So he's been on the team since 2017 and has 8 caps. I'm just a little confused here, I must say, because we have 4 players registered as a left back. So, and they've all played a reasonable amount of games. So kind of would need to look at the lineup to see what's going on there, but let's take a look. And yeah, just to confuse me that much more, all 4 of them are selected. So I have Asrat Tonjo as a starter. I think he's played enough games that it looks like he'll be a starter. Yusuf Ramadan, sorry, that's backwards. It's Ramadan Youssef, also as a starter. And these guys have played a few games too, so I'm going to hedge my bets and say they're a maybe. Ahmad Rashad and Desta Johannes. They're all coded as left backs, but probably aren't all playing as left backs. In fact, they're probably at least one of them is on the right side because we only have one candidate for right back. And it's someone who's just a possible, Suleiman Hamid. Suleiman Hamid has played four of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for five of those and not selected for the last two matches. So obviously he's not their starter. I'm going to code him as a likely substitute there. Could be a maybe. But anyway, he has been with the team since 2020 and has nine caps, is 24 years old, and plays for St. George in Ethiopia. Now, none of the players I've mentioned since that goalkeeper at the beginning, Jamal Tasu, none of the players have tournament experience. A lot of these guys are actually far too young for that. Okay, so, I was a bit premature there because I didn't say whether Suleiman Hamid made the team, but it turns out that he did make the team, and I've coded him as a substitute. Sorry if family members are listening and I've got it completely wrong and just insulted your whole family, but I'm just kind of basing this on how many games they played mostly the year before. So let's move on to the midfield. And we will start with defensive midfielders here. So we have Yihun Endeshu, and we've coded him as possible because he played five of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three and not selected for the last two matches. However, because we have no more likely candidates than him, I'm going to move him up to likely there. And I'll tell you a little bit about him. 29 years old. He has 15 caps and has been on the team since 2015. So it doesn't look like he's a regular starter there with just 15 caps. And he plays for Faso Kenema in Ethiopia. Also likely is Gatosh Panam, a defensive midfielder who played three of their 11 games in 2021 and on the bench for three of those and not selected for five others. I think I said likely, but he was actually in the possible category we had him in. He's 27 years old and has been on the team since 2012. Which would mean he got his start at 18 years old and has amassed 42 caps and seven goals, which is quite a lot for a defensive midfielder. He currently plays for St. George in Ethiopia, but unlike a lot of the Ethiopian players, he has played out of country. So he in 2020 was with Al Anwar in Saudi Arabia, and before that he was with El Hodoud in Egypt. So, and actually, even with Makhachkala in Russia in 2017, butchering pronunciations a bit there. He scored goals actually in the 2017 African Cup qualifying and in World Cup 2018. Qualifying. So pretty prolific for a defensive midfielder, but only rated as a likely as a possible candidate here. Let's do central midfielders before we check and see if our predictions are correct there. And we move on to a definite candidate here. Oh, I'm all over the place in my graphics. Just give me a sec to catch up. Okay. A definite candidate in Mesut Mohamed. Mesut Mohamed played 9 of their 11 games in 2021. Was on the bench for the last of those and not selected for one other. He did score a goal in qualifying. He's 31 years old now and has been with the team since 2008. But he only has 23 caps in that time. So that's not an awful lot. Nevertheless, in recent times, he seems to be a firm fixture on the team. He wasn't, though, in the African Cup 2013, because even though he had played for the Ethiopian team, he was not selected for that tournament. Okay, so he is considered a definite for this tournament, though, and we move on to two possible candidates in Haida Sharifa. And we'll talk about Habtamu Tekeste. Starting with Haida Sharifa, he played the last two of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the first three of those, but wasn't selected for the six in the middle. So that leaves us thinking he's a possibility. Been with the team since 2019 and has 11 caps and was... born in 1994, so 27 years old. Haida Sharifa, a possibility. And Habtamu Tekeste played the first two of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the last two of those, not selected for six others. Just 23 years old there. He's been with the team since 2020 and has had five caps. And he's with Fasil Kanama in Ethiopia too. I think I didn't mention Haida Sharifa's club. It's St. George in Ethiopia. Okay, so those two are on the possible level. And then we have one name on the possible but unlikely. Tefese Solomon played three of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one game and not selected for seven others, including the last four. So again, we won't give too much detail about him unless he turns out to be on the squad. And here we go with the answers, the big reveal. Let us see. Okay, Yihun Endashu, the defensive midfielder, has made the squad. Excuse me. Going back, he only played five of their 11 games, so I'm going to put him as a maybe, as a starter in terms of being a starter. And Gatosh Phnom also made the squad. But I'm going to put him as a substitute because he only played three of their 11 games there. Mesut Mohamed we had as a definite and he made the team, so one imagines he'll be a starter having started most of the games in 2021. And a bit surprisingly, neither of those two possibilities, Haida Sharifa or Habtamu Tekeste, made the squad, and nor did the unlikely Tefese Solomon. So there we go. Actually, that probably puts Gatosh Phnom up to a maybe starter. All right, let's move over to the left midfield. And actually, we just have one player coded as a left midfielder, and he seems to be off the squad. So we'll just mention him by name, and if he actually comes into play, we'll give more details. But Benyam Dempty last appeared for the national team in September 2019, so doesn't look like he's going to be there. And we don't have any players coded as right midfielders, although we do have wingers on both sides. All right. So let's look at the left wingers. We have two possible candidates. First one is Sernet Gougessa, including his first cap in August 2021, had played two of their remaining eight games and was on the bench for four of those, but not selected for the last two matches. So those two caps are his only two, of course, since we said he started in 2021 and he plays for St. George in Ethiopia. Firu Solomon is the other candidate. Firu Solomon played only in local tournaments and friendlies until, on returning from a four-year absence in November, played both of their last two games in 2021. So kind of came out of the cold to play the last two games. 29 years old, he has been on the team since 2015, but only has nine caps, and he plays for Sidama Coffee in Ethiopia. And we will do right wingers also before we take a look at who made the squad. And Emmanuel Gebremichael, we consider likely. Emmanuel Gebremichael on the right wing had played nine of their 11 games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the last two matches, so that moved him down a notch in our likelihood scale. 22 years old, but has been on the team since 2017 and has 25 caps and four goals. So it's only those missing those last two matches that detracts from him being a definite candidate, but definitely I think he'll be on the team. And then we have Gedisa Mebrate as a possible but unlikely. Gedisa Mebrate had only played the first of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the next two, but not selected for the last eight. And finally, Adiski Day, seems to be off the team candidate because he last appeared for the team in November 2019. So we'll give a little detail if either of those guys show up. But let us look at who has made it. So our left midfielder, Benyam Dempty, we considered off the team, and he is. A bit of a surprise with Chernet Gougessa, maybe not, because we had him listed as just possible. He did not make the team. However, Firu Solomon did make the team. And I'm going to put him as a substitute, I think, because he just came in at the very end there. But who knows? I could be dead wrong. Emmanuel Gebremichael did make the team, and it looks like he'd be a starter. But neither of the others, Gedisa Mebrate or Adiski Day, made it to the final squad. All right, we're going to move on to the attacking part of the field and begin with attacking midfielders. So Shimelis Bekele is our first candidate. We have him as a definite. He has a long history with the team. We call him definite because he played 10 of their 11 games in 2021, not selected for the one other. He also scored two of their 10 goals in qualifying, including a goal at home in a 2-1 home win over Ivory Coast. And he was on the team in, I'll give the bio information. So he's been on the team since 2010, is 32 years old, and is one of the most experienced Ethiopian players with 68 caps and 10 goals. And he's also one of the few Ethiopians who play outside of the country. So he's with Mizr El Makassar in Egypt since 2019 and has played for other teams in Egypt and in Sudan and Libya. He started games 1 and 3 in 2013, but he subbed out fairly early in each of those, Subbed out at 39 in game one and 55 in game two. And I have a note that he lined up as a midfielder and as a forward, so maybe a bit of a roving player. He didn't score any goals in that tournament, though, but has scored goals in qualifying tournaments up to this time. Our next candidate here is Emmanuel Johannes. Emmanuel Johannes is considered likely. He played the last five of their 11 games in 2021, was on the bench for two of those, and the four matches that he wasn't selected for were the first four matches. So he's been with them recently. Only 22 years old, but he's been, 22 years old. He's been on the team since 2018 and has 16 caps and plays for Ethiopian Coffee. We have several possible candidates here. One of them is Surafel Dagnachu. Surafel Dagnachu had played six of their 11 games in 2021, was on the bench for one of those, and not selected for four others, including the last two. So he also scored in that 2-1 win over Ivory Coast in qualifying. And he's 24 years old, has been with the team since 2019, and has 14 caps and two goals. So he is with Fasil Kenema in Ethiopia. And we consider Surafel Dagnachu as a possible candidate. Also possible is Shimeket Gugesa. Shimeket Gugesa had played five of their 11 games in 2021, was on the bench for two of those, and also not selected for the last four matches. I shouldn't say also, because Dagnachu was just the last two matches. Not selected for the last four matches is Shimeket Gugesa. He is 26 years old and has been with the team since 2013. So another player who started at 18 years of age and has 17 caps in his 8 years with the team. And yet another player who plays for Fasil Kenema in Ethiopia. So Shimeket Gugesa, a possible candidate. And our last possible candidate is Bezeba Maleo. Bezeba Maleo got his first cap in August of 2021 and then played four of their remaining eight games. He's been on the team since 2011, but no, 2021, of course. Those were his first game. So four caps, all of them just last year, even though he's 26 years old. So a bit of a late arrival to the team. And wouldn't you know, he also plays for Fasil Kenema. All right, we already have six attacking midfielders on our plate. And we have two other names, Fitsum Alemu. Fitsum Alemu, we've classified as possible but unlikely. He played three of their games in 2021, was on the bench for two of those, for two others, and not selected for the last six. And Kenyan Markney. Kenyan Markney seems to be off the squad, having last appeared in November 2020. Okay, so that is the list of attacking midfielders. And we will go and see who made it. Oh, my goodness. Looks like all of them did. So we'll just kind of go back over the names here. Shumelis Bekele is no surprise and is bound to be a starter. Emmanuel Johannes, he played the last five of their 11 games, so I'm going to put him as a maybe because I'm a conservative guy. Surafel Dagnachu played six of their 11 games. He also made it to the squad. Shimeket Gugesa, I'm going to put all of these guys as maybes because they have a similar number of caps. And Bezeba Maleo, Obviously, not all playing as central attacking midfielders, but probably moving around the field. And surprisingly, even Fitsum Alemu made the squad. I imagine he'd be a substitute. As we said, he played the first three of their 11 games in 2021 and then was kind of off the squad, but called back here. So I'll just tell you, he is 26 years old, been with the team since 2019, and has four caps. So that's another suggestion that he's more at the substitute level. Kanaan Markne, the last name we mentioned, did not make the squad. All right, we look at secondary strikers, and they have two players designated as such. And the first is Aboubakar Nasir. And sometimes that name is given as Nesru. Aboubakar Nasir has played 10 of their 11 games in 2021, was on the bench for the other. He scored one of their 10 goals in qualifying, and just 21 years old, but has been on the team since 2019 and already has 15 caps and 4 goals. He plays in Ethiopia for Ethiopian Coffee, and he looks like a definite candidate. The other one is Mesfin Tefese. Mesfin Tefese is considered a possible candidate. He returned from an almost two-year absence in October 2021 to play two of their four remaining games and then was on the bench for two others. So they seemed happy enough with him for the last four games there. He is 20 years old, so young, some of these players. But he's been on the team since 2019 with 9 caps and 2 goals. So we can expect a lot of youth from Ethiopia, perhaps looking better, you know, in a few years down the road when they gain experience like this cup. Ethiopia could be looking good in a few years. We're going to move on to outline the forwards before we see if those two made it to the squad. And the first is probably their most well-known player, Gitana Kabede. Gitana Kabede played 9 of their 11 games in 2021. He wasn't selected for two. He scored three of their 10 goals in qualifying, actually one in each of the last three games. He also scored about against Ivory Coast, but it was in a loss. They lost that leg to them. But he was the top scorer for the team, as he has been almost throughout his career. There's no qualifying tournament that he hasn't scored and scored quite a few goals in. So in 2017, he scored 6 of their 11 goals in qualifying, including 2 in a home draw with Algeria and 2 in an away win in Lesotho. And he was not only the top scorer for his team, but the second highest scorer in African qualifying. He actually was around for the 2013 African Cup. He started games 1 and 3, but again, he too subbed out quite early, 64 in game 1 and 55 in game 2. And that should be game 3. I'm wondering. Oh no, he subbed into game 2 at 55, maybe played all of game 3 there. But a really big name for them. He plays for Wokite City in Ethiopia now, and was with St. George for 3 years before that. But he has played outside the country. He played for Bidvest Wits in South Africa, and also for the University of Pretoria in South Africa. So it seemed like he preferred to play in Ethiopia, so he came home in 2016. All right, well, he is going to definitely be a candidate if he is healthy. And we have a likely candidate in Abel Yalou. Abel Yalou had returned after an almost three-year absence in August to play 7 of their 8 remaining games. So, and was on the bench for the other. So I would almost say a definite there, but he does have Gaetano Cabede in front of him. He is 25 years old and has been with the team since 2017. 13 caps and 3 goals in that time. He plays for St. George in Ethiopia. As a possibility, we have Dawa Hotessa. Dawa Hotessa had also returned after a 3-year absence in November to play both of their remaining games in 2021. So just kind of made it back at the end there. We'll see if he made the team. He is 25 years old and has been with the team since 2014. But in that 7 years, just has 16 caps and 1 goal. So seems more kind of a sometimes starter, but a bench player there. We have one possible but unlikely in Mujib Qasim. Mujib Qasim played the first of their 11 games in 2021, was on the bench for the next two, and then not selected for the last 8. So we'll do some bio information on him if he is selected, but looks like he has pretty stiff competition in front of him. Finally, one player who was in the 2013 African Cup, even though he was just a sub, appeared in one game, but he last appeared for the team in September 2019. So it may be a veteran retired there. Oh, sorry, I haven't even said his name. Umed Ukri. So we'll come back and give some more information depending on whether he made it or not. Okay, let's go back up the page a little bit and see if either of these secondary strikers made it to the team. Aboubakar Nasir. Aboubakar Nasir did make it to the team. And he had been considered a definite, so no surprise there. And we'll kind of code him as a starter, I think. Mesfin Tafese also made it to the squad. I'm going to code him as a substitute. We can never be sure. So I hope I don't get angry letters about some of these things, but we're just kind of taking a guess at it. No surprise that Gaetano Cabede is on the squad, and he will definitely be a starter. Abel Yalou, surprisingly, did not make it, even though he played 7 of their remaining 8 games in 2021. Did not make it to the final squad. So a bit of a surprise there. Dawa Hotessa did make it. I'm going to have him as a sub because he just appeared at the end there. And Mujib Qasim, we didn't expect to make the squad, but he did. And he would definitely be on the bench, I think. Finally, Umed Ukri. Did not make the squad. So that veteran, despite being just 31 years old and still active playing for Hadia Hosanna in Ethiopia, did not make the squad here. Perhaps because of the large number of attacking players they have in the attacking midfield, secondary striker and forward role. Okay, well, we're going to go back and just get a bit of information on these two players that showed up unexpectedly. They were not in our soccer files, but they were on the final roster. So it turns out that Menaf Awal, am I doing the right one? No, I'll do the goalkeeper first. Firu Getahun, or Firu Getahun. Is not young, 29 years old, but has no caps for the team so far. He appeared on the bench first in August 2021 and has been on the bench for 3 of their remaining 8 games, including the last 2. So maybe that's why he didn't show up on my radar. But he'd be a bench player here, I would imagine, with 3 other goalkeepers in front of him. And he plays for Dire Dawa in Ethiopia. Okay, and then Menaf Awal is a central defender here. And let's see, just 18 years old, born in 2003, but has no caps for the team either. Again, that's why he wouldn't have made my radar. First appeared on the bench in August 2021, and actually had been on the bench for all seven of their remaining games prior to the tournament. So maybe he should have made my radar, but anyway, did not. Okay, so we're going to go back over the team here in review, and we'll just kind of look at the likely starters. So we have manager Wubetu Abate. Of course, that won't be changed before the tournament unless something drastic happens. Goalkeeper, the starter will be Tekle Mariam Shanko, it looks like, and they have three other keepers available to them. Central defenders, Ashalu Tamim and Yared Baye look like they're going to be the starters. On the left, we have a lot of players coded as left back. Asrat Tonjo and Ramadan Youssef look like the starters, but if they do both start, it'll probably be one of them will be playing out of position or on the right. So the player on the right, Suleiman Hamid, looks more like a substitute. So one of the other players we've talked about will probably be over on the right. For defensive midfielders, we consider Yehoun Endeshu a likely starter, but definitely Mesut Mohamed will definitely be in the central midfield. And don't seem to have a lot of central midfielders there, so maybe some of those left backs fill in the central midfield. For left wingers, we don't have a definite candidate there. I don't have someone who looks like a starter. So again, maybe one of those left backs moves up the field to left winger. On the right wing, though, we have Emmanuel Gebremichael, who looks like a definite starter there. And on the forward line, definitely attacking midfielder Shimelis Bekele will be there. And then there's a whole bunch of players who look like they could be starters, including Emmanuel Yohannes, Surafel Dagnetu, Chimiket Gugesa, and Bezeba Meleo. All look kind of possible starters rather than kind of sure bets. However, Aboubakar Nasir as a secondary striker looks like a sure bet as a starter. And finally, I would bet my very nose on Gatame Gbede starting as the forward. And there are a couple of other players who probably come on as substitutes, but none of them look like they're going to challenge Kabede for that top role. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our player podcast on Ethiopia. I forgot to do the graphics at the end, the flag. Sorry about that. But I did include information about our podcast. So we have a website at soccerfiles.captivate.fm. Soccer Files is with a PH. And you can also communicate with us at soccerfiles@gmail.com. And I've heard also if you type soccer files, that's plural, into Google, soccer files, we come up somewhere near the top of the list. We'll have to work on that and get to the top of the list. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This is the International Preview by Soccer Files Canada, and I hope to see you next time. Bye bye.